Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Whenever something bad happens to us, there always seems to be, at least for me, someone that turns up with a bag full of platitudes over their shoulder and a Bob Ross painting of a cloud under their arm. A silver one, obviously. And these people are trying their best to make us feel better about whatever calamity has befallen us. Someone stole your car? Well, statistically, crime rates are actually on the decrease. Finally finished your night classes learning Cantonese, only to get a job in Japan? Well, both have rich cultures. While these things may be very true, they are also of little consolation if you still have to hitch a ride to the airport for your flight to Tokyo. If you haven't guessed it already, today we travel to the East Midlands, to Swinstead Abbey in Lincolnshire, for a little bit of cold comfort. Nothing to do with the weather, by the way. We find the phrase in Uncle Will's 1595 play, King John. After a visitation from the French ambassador, who relays the message from the French king that John's nephew should actually be the true ruler of England, our King John decides, like so many English monarchs, to go to war with his continental cousins, the enemy du jour. After some wedding shenanigans and some papal chastisement over the Archbishop of Canterbury, John becomes embroiled in a conflict with the church. He orders his nephew's death, which turns the nobles against him, and in the end, King John dies from poison, the French retreat, and his son becomes king. In Act 5, Scene 7, we find the poisoned king in the orchard with his attendants.
I do not ask you much. I beg cold comfort, and you are so straight and so ingrateful you deny me that.
Oh, that there was some virtue in my tears that might relieve you.
Oh, the salt in them is hot.
King John's reference does have a double meaning here. Cold comfort is little solace in the face of death, but also that the poison has caused a fever in the doomed king, and that coolness would actually be a comfort. Shakespeare was so fond of this phrase that he included it in his next play, The Taming of the Shrew, in 1596, and some years later in 1611 in The Tempest. The phrase was adopted by Geoffrey Chaucer on several occasions, but really came into our modern minds in 1932 with the immensely popular parody of the classic rural novels of Thomas Hardy, Stella Gibbons' Cold Comfort Farm. That expanded its influence even further in 1995 with the film adaptation starring a veritable who's who of British stage and screen. Modern examples in our language can be found everywhere from the PBS NewsHour.
This is expected to continue for months as the utility company looks for long-term solutions. That's cold comfort for residents who retired here for a life of leisure.
To famous poets like one of my personal favorites, Seamus Heaney.
Cold comfort set between us, things to share, gleaming in a bucket of clean water.
To political town hall debates about education.
So we've got a significant increase in student loan support slated in this budget. Now, I recognize, though, if you've already graduated, then that may not, that'll be cold comfort for you.
Of all these examples, my favorite comes in what would arguably be one of my Desert Island Discs, a piece of music that shares a few themes of what King John may have been feeling in that orchard. Regret, a sadness of the present situation, and a look back at better times.
Cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk on part in the wall for a lead role in a cave?
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Today's excerpt was from Leonard Rossiter's 1984 performance of King John. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.